This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station. This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
5 o'clock, fourth and final hour, WEEI Afternoons. Andy Hart, Ted Johnson, Dan Ball sitting in the big chair today.
Hey, what's up?
So normally I wouldn't take a phone call before we get to the drive, but it says Ted's 100% right. So Ted, would you like me to take this phone call?
Sure, why not?
Okay, let's go to Tim in Hanover and see what Tim has to say. What's up, Tim?
Not much, man. Who's this, Andy?
Yeah.
What, gentlemen, hey, I just want to talk on Ted, man, because Ted, you hit it right on the nail, brother. This kid's been doing everything with minimal help, I should say, compared to these other quarterbacks, bro. I mean, it's not even close what this kid is really doing.
Yeah, I appreciate
that. Thanks for the call, Tim.
Thank you for that.
Good job, brother.
I mean, it's context, Michael Holly. If you're going to, you know, come back at me. Give me some fat, you know. Give me some data. Support your argument. You know, I think, don't you think the best indicator of how good a quarterback is, you know, how if he's playing at an elite level with lesser talent around him?
Yes.
Doesn't that even make him stand apart amongst the other guys?
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's quantifiable. Remember when we went over the number one passer on deep balls was Drake May. The number one passer on intermediate balls was Drake May. The number one passer on short balls. Was Drake May. Like, there were numbers backing up what you're saying. Like, he's doing things that we've never seen. And then if you want just the anecdotal, remember it was one of the McCourties did one of the games was like, I've literally never seen anyone complete deep balls like this.
Yeah.
I think it was Jason. Jason McCourty said, I've literally never seen anyone complete deep balls like this.
I think that's one of the things that just really is it's probably my number one argument is why he's the best in doing things I've never seen done before is how accurate he is with the deep ball. Tell me a more accurate deep ball thrower than Drake May.
I don't have one. And the thing that's amazing to me is usually the guys that have great deep balls aren't good on the shorter stuff. Like they have a great arm or whatever, a Jeff Blake and then they struggle to throw just a slant, right? Or a little crossing pattern. Their accuracy short isn't, his accuracy is fine at all levels. So that magnifies how great he is on the deep ball. Usually those are like the big hitters, but, yeah, Drake May doing special things. All right, it is 5:04:50. It's time for the drive.
This is the drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep. Into left field. Gone!
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
Drive. So it's funny, as people, I think, try to dive deeper, Dan Ball, on the Patriots and look for the counterpoint, the counter argument.
Yeah.
It's almost like they've accepted what Ted's talking about. Well, the offense is good. Drake May's really good. Josh McDaniels is really good. Where else can we look on the team? And it seems like people have turned their attention to the defense if we're going to nitpick the Patriots and what might prevent them from going as far as they do. So we have a couple people on ESPN who are doing that. And we're going to start with Mina Kimes, who's a noted Patriot supporter, I feel like. In recent years, she's been more high on the Patriots than not. She's often talked about the defense and tackling and different things she likes.
Well, wow, even 4-win seasons, huh?
Yes. She last year at one point was like, they're the best tackling team in football.
Wow. So she was the one that drew the short straw, the Cam Newton short straw.
I guess so, man.
That's a possibility. Man. But Mina Kimes is definitely, my point is, not a Patriot hater. She's not looking to hate on the Patriots. But she has seen something on defense that she doesn't care for and she thinks could hinder them down the road.
For me, it would be the pass defense. I think there's a couple of things that are making life harder for these cornerbacks, one of which is the absence of pressure. Patriots' standard four-man rush is 27th league-wide, in pass rush win. Opposing quarterbacks have a very long time to throw. These cornerbacks are just being asked to cover for too long. You see that time and time again, and especially against really good receivers like Drake London, you remember, not so long ago. And then the other thing is this. New England's defense, it's interesting. They're phenomenal against the run, but they're phenomenal against the run in part because they're putting a lot of bodies in the box. Not big bodies, just a lot of players. They have the third lowest light box rate in football, which is great, except for, again, once again, I think they're asking too much of these corners who have struggled in man coverage in particular. So for me, the pass rush has to improve, and they got to make life easier for these corners because teams with really good passing attacks, I think, can take advantage of them.
So, Ted, how concerned are you with pass rush win rate? And I would remind people, Milton Williams just went on IR, and he's going to miss 4 games.
I'm very concerned. That's been one of my biggest concerns. I mean, she's so right. I mean, the four-man, they don't blitz a whole lot. I feel like they've been blitzing a little bit more, though, because they realize they're not getting home. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not – they're middle of the pack in sacks. They led the NFL in sacks the first couple of weeks of the season, and they have considerably dropped off. They're just not getting – really much done when it comes to just rushing four. And she's absolutely right. There's just more time for guys to get open down the field. And so that's why partly is the secondary has, a passer rating for opposing quarterbacks of 97. I mean, which isn't very good. They're one of the worst teams in giving up big chunk plays, partly because of the pass rush. And you go, oh, well, you know, the interior defensive line is getting pressure. Yeah, so Milton Williams and I guess Christian Barmore are like 2-3 in the NFL in pressure, getting pressure. Mm. Okay, Barmore got his first sack last game, okay, after, 11 games.
Called him out, he heard you.
So
almost had a second one, too.
He did?
He almost had a second one.
Yeah, he almost did. So they're getting close, but they're not effective in their pass rush. So I do think that's going to be an issue when they start playing better teams.
So who does that – Milton Williams is out of the picture for a month, so he's not there. Is that Barmore we need to fixate? I feel like Landry and Chasen have kind of given you what they got. I don't know how much more you can ask for them. I know they promoted Swinson from the practice squad. He was a guy, a rookie out of LSU that some people had – like, where are we looking to get this pressure from?
Barmore is number one.
Yeah.
Can I see Barmore, please, in the backfield more? It's just and there's people out there that just in this, they cover this team that, that's blasphemous to say, which, okay, I can't agree with you. I just think he's kind of been a bit of a disappointment. So he's in the outside edge rushers. They've been good, but I feel like they could still be better.
Yeah.
I think it's Barmore. I think the edge rushers can still get better. I think Harold Landry, he's kind of cooled off a little bit. So it's where is it going to come from? I have no – maybe Elijah Ponder, who's got 2 sacks, who has flashed at times. It's amazing. Was it – I forget who it was. You may have been you, Dan, telling me about his combine numbers. I mean, he had something like a 41-inch vert, an unbelievable – he's a freak athlete. So maybe a little raw when it comes to just being a good football player, but he made a tackle on the punt team he plays on the punt team, which is remarkable. Made an open field tackle. To see a guy that big, that athletic, there's something there. So maybe he can kind of get going. But right now, they got to love the ones they're with. You know, they're bringing in reinforcements. So they got to get more production out of their four-man rush. And I do worry about the secondary holding up. If they do blitz, they blitz from second level a lot, so middle linebackers and safeties. And so it takes a while for them to get their blitzes to the quarterback because they do it from deep in the second level. And that gives, to me, just enough time for these quarterbacks to kind of read where the blitz is going and make completions. You see, and then you see whenever the Patriots blitz, the corners always slough off because they don't want to get beat deep
right.
on a blitz. And so there's a lot of just easy kind of completions, and they keep the ball in front of them on their blitzes. So their blitzes aren't getting home to be effective, and the four-man rush is not effective. So the pass rush is, to me, problems number one, two, and three. I'd put red zone up there too.
And
so
you have seen their corners struggle a little bit with the big physical receiver. You called it out as soon as Drake London was matched up one-on-one with Marcus Jones in the red zone. I think Jones has done has been unbelievable this year in coverage compared to compared to what we were expecting at the beginning of the season, but there's still a discrepancy. If you have a guy who's 6'2 and above that can win those physical one-on-one battles, then you're at a disadvantage. I kind of perceive that the conversation of in the secondary of where the hell has Carlton Davis been? Isn't he supposed to be the guy that's playing opposite Christian Gonzalez versus all of these matchups that Marcus Jones has had against number one receivers? So I don't know where he's been. He's maybe been the worst investment that you made this offseason compared to expectation and what you needed.
You know what they like to do, Dan? They don't like to put Carlton Davis and Gonzo on the same side.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of times, you know, if you have the top two receivers on a team on one side of the formation, nope, Carlton's going to be on the other side. They right. don't put them side by side, which is odd to me.
Yeah, okay, I was going to say that just hearing that conceptually doesn't really make sense compared to how I would think you would defend it. I feel like you would look at their lack of red zone defensive production and go, hey, maybe this play design isn't working. But I know, you know, our guy Zach Hardcore is working it out for the first time. Maybe there's something still to be determined. But I feel like there are personnel-related tweaks you could do, not to fix those secondary-related issues that you're talking about, but at least quell them a little bit.
Yeah, and the Carlton Davis thing from day one hasn't felt right.
Yeah.
Right? We were complaining he wasn't in OTAs. He was riding those little jet boats around somewhere while the team is it just feels like every step along the way on a team that was building something and culture and vibes and he kind of was in a different
you
spot.
You haven't really heard much from him.
Nope.
You haven't really, you know, he just doesn't feel like he gets, he's engaged in a lot of sound bites or cares to kind of, you know, I don't know. Maybe
has he hugged Mike Vrabel? I don't know. I don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to judge him for that, but you know, you know, it's weird. And there's, you know, they're playing, of course, the Bengals this week, and the Jamar Chase, who's not playing, said that he was the best cornerback that he's ever played against Carlton Davis. So
I don't believe him.
And that, I mean, you know,
maybe when he's locked in and engaged and caring, he can be. I mean, you see the physical gifts. Every now and again, he pops.
Yeah.
He makes a play, even from the beginning, that one, like the couple snaps he played in the preseason. He had a pass breakup, I think it was against the Vikings, where he went, oh, there it is.
Right.
But then he goes a couple of games where you go, are you out there? Who are you up against? Because then I see poor Marcus just trying to fight against some of these big physical receivers. I'm like, you got a guy in your roster who's supposed to handle this.
And I keep going back to the Jets opening drive where they kept getting third downs. There was a third down in the red zone where they ran a little. It was like a bunch formation, but there was no pick involved. And a guy ran a slant. I think it was the kid from Mitchell that they got from the Colts. And Carlton Davis just kind of mirrored him. It almost looked like he was in like three-quarter tempo. Oh, I'm just going to slowly jog behind him as he catches the ball for a first down.
Do you know what's interesting about that? Is I felt like Gonzo, and maybe now, you know, you mentioned that play with Carlton, just had zero respect for that guy.
Yeah.
And it was almost like, I got to cover this guy. Like, okay, I guess. Oh, he's going to go deep. All right, here he goes. All right, I'm going to run too. And it was almost as if they were daring them to make a play.
Yeah.
Like, they just didn't look like they were going all out. And it was almost like, I'm not going to go all out on this guy, this scrub.
I mean, to their
credit, was the attitude it looked like.
That was the way, the body language said
that. Yep.
To their credit, there was a very good chance he was going to drop it, even if they didn't make the play. But, and I think that seems like it's going to haunt him no matter where he goes. But, yeah, you would have liked to see at least a little bit more oomph to make it a bit more, you know, obvious what play you're trying to make.
Okay, for his part, Dan Orlovsky not as worried about the pass rush as he is sort of the formation and the scheme that the Patriots are throwing out there right now.
Yeah, you're a nickel too much on defense for me. In 2025, I can't allow you to play a safe defense and still have success. They are a nickel, it feels like, every single snap. And in the era of tight ends, look at who's using nickel. Now, Seattle's a little bit of a different animal because they've got a 230-pound nickel, right? So New England's using a nickel, five defensive backs, the third most in the NFL. In 2025, when it's the year of tight ends and smash-mouth football and playing under center, if I'm Indy and I don't run it at you 40 times, shame on me. If I'm Buffalo and I don't run it at you 40 times, shame on me. The Chargers, in the way that they use their tight ends, Baltimore, if they get in. So as great as the New England story has been, if New England consistently thinks that they're going to be allowed to line up and play nickel defense in a win-or-go-home game against some teams in the AFC that can and will play smash-mouth, multiple tight ends, fullback on the field football, it'll be an early exit if they get into the playoffs. So I'm telling New England right now, the story's been great. Quarterback's playing awesome. You cannot play nickel as much as you want and get away with it.
Okay, he's told New England. Put him on blast.
Yeah.
When New England would chirp back and say, well, Dan, they're stopping the run playing 75% nickel.
Yeah.
And guess what? Whenever there's a team that really wants to run a football, they'll put their base in like they have before. It's not that much to match up the other team's personnel, and they'll stop the run with their base personnel. But is the NFL all of a sudden turned into a smash mouth? Have we gone back to 1985 and I didn't realize it?
Nope.
So I don't know what he's talking about. Like, most teams' base defense is nickel, and most teams play it, you know, at least half, if not 60% of the time. So, I mean, the Patriots playing at 75% sounds a little bit high, but it's partly because, and I think I heard you say this earlier, Andy, is because they have Marcus Jones, who is a great run defender.
Yep.
He's unblocked a lot of times, and he slashes through there. He makes plays behind the line of scrimmage. He has great instincts against the run. And for a guy that isn't that big, he plays big. And I think that's why they can play as much nickels, because they don't lose anything in run defense, and they gain something from him in pass coverage. So it's to me, he's the reason why they can play as much nickel, is because of how good he is against the run.
Yep, he's third on the team in tackles right now. I said earlier they have four of their top six tacklers are defensive backs. Christian Gonzalez has actually been, I think, more physical than people want to give him credit for at times in the run game.
It's not surprising that Marcus Jones is third on the team in tackles when you consider how much he's out on the field, because they're, and how teams try to run against, oh, they're in nickel? Okay, we'll try and run on him. Well, good luck with that.
Try. Yeah. No one's really forced them to change. That would be my answer to Orlovsky, Dan, is I think Mike Vrabel's a good coach. Zach Hardcore is probably learning on the fly, but I think if Vrabel thinks he's ready for the job, he's probably ready for the job. When a team does X, they'll react with Y. But they're a good run defense in nickel. Why would you change? You know, the old, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right.
Why would I get worse in pass defense? And also, Ted and Dan, they have some athletes, like Del Pettis was out there last week, or Marte Mapu, that are kind of versatile pieces that I could see them manipulating formations. Is Mapu playing linebacker? Is he playing safety? What does it matter if we're stopping the run? They want to be multiple, and maybe they'll show that. Again, the Ravens might be a test where we see some of these things.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm not worried about it. If there's a personnel issue, the Patriots, again, if a team puts out, you know, three tight ends to run the ball, the Patriots aren't putting nickel out there. They're going to put their base defense out there. They're going to put a 3-4. I've seen them play 3-4, not a lot, but to start games, and they have two middle linebackers, two outside linebackers, three defensive linemen, and the teams try and run it, and they build a wall, and they make it second and eight, and so then they stop doing it, and then the nickel comes back out. So teams have tried to run on the Patriots with big personnel, but the Patriots match it up with bigger personnel and stop it. And so, really, Dan, sorry, Bubba, that's I think that's in the, all 2025 all of a sudden is now it's a smash mouth league.
He said it like six times.
I don't agree with that.
And to your point off the top, Andy, this is what people have been reduced to when you're trying to poke holes in the Patriots, because their offense has been leaps and bounds better than expected. Their quarterback has been leaps and bounds better than expected. Their culture has grown at a rate that you didn't expect. So let's go to the defense, which was during the offseason heralded as, oh, this is going to be by far the best unit on the team. Offense, defense, special teams, you had a bunch of pros on your defense. This team should be able to win low-scoring games. They've still been good. They just haven't been as exponentially good or better than expected than the Patriots' offense. So let's go to the defense and try to rewind 20 years to see if we can find an issue with their scheme.
And finally here on the drive, speaking of that offense, Cam Newton says the Patriots are fool's gold. Drake May and the offense are fool's gold. We talked to our buddy Adam Schefter, as we do each and every Wednesday at 3:45. We asked him, are the Patriots fool's gold?
Yeah, I don't believe that. I believe that, look, first of all, they've already achieved more than I think a lot of people expected them to. Do I think they're going to win the Super Bowl this year? No, I don't. But do I think they're going to win the division? I do. Do I think they're going to host a playoff game? Yes. Are they going to have a chance to make noise in the post? Yeah, they are. I don't know how that's going to go. Now, look, if they go one and done, then Cam will be proven right. That'll be fool's gold. The team will decide that in the postseason. But the fact that they're even being talked about as fool's gold at this point in time in a year when they're in a prime spot to win the division. Great. Like, call them fool's gold all you want. It doesn't mean anything to me. It's good TV. Good job, Cam.
It's true.
Patriots are going to have their say to prove him right or wrong in the postseason. That's all that matters.
I thought he was done. Can I just say it sounded like the NFL trade deadline on Adam Schefter's phone today? You could hear ding, ding the entire time. I thought somebody was getting cut, fired, but I guess it was just an average day in his life.
Yeah. Injury reports are probably coming out.
Yeah. Who knows? He probably was finding out Joe Burrow was a full participant today.
Yep.
I got to do my daily, once a day, kind of reminder and let everyone know why I think people think the way they do. But none of it really says it, but is if you look behind the numbers, the Patriots are through 11 games, 9-2, have the worst DVOA in the history of any 9-2 team.
Mm.
So they are ranked right now in team DVOA 17th. They're considered by the metrics to be the 17th best team in the NFL. The Chiefs that are at 5-5 are considered the fifth best team in the NFL based on numbers and metrics and that it's such. So I haven't heard really anybody mention that. I mean, they use a little examples on the defense, but I mean, some people, if you look at the analytics, people would say the team isn't as good as their record would indicate.
Real quick before we wrap this up, do you agree with him if they lose in the playoff? Like, let's say your Chiefs that have a better DVOA end up however it works and they come to Gillette Stadium and they beat the Patriots 28-24 in a playoff game. Does that mean you were fool's gold? Because everybody's telling me the Chiefs are good and it's Patrick Mahomes and you don't want to play. Like, if you fall on your face like they did last time in 2021 and just get blown off the field, you were fool's gold. But if you just lose to a decent team that beats you?
I still think that would qualify as fool's gold.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I think that if you do get a bye, or it's a first round one and done, you end up, you know, the Broncos have the tiebreaker, you're the 2 seed, you get the Chiefs at home, something like that, and you lose in the first round after being a top of the conference team and all the Drake May MVP candidate, Mike Vrabel coach of the year.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that does kind of define fool's gold. However, you have already had a successful, it's like what we talked about with the Red Sox. You still had a successful season,
right?
But you raised the bar on yourself by how you were playing and where you were ranking amongst teams, Ted. So to me, yes, that is a fool's gold ending to this season.
The national media would look at it as, see, we told you. Yeah, you get to the playoffs, you play a real team, and then that's you're not as good as you were. And you can beat up on these bad teams in the regular season. But when it's time, you know, to really play the better teams, you couldn't hold up.
All right, that's going to do it for The Drive, which included a lot of football talk today. Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. You can also count on Bill Belichick to be the gift that keeps on giving. We'll tell you where Bill Belichick was, what he was doing, and what we think of this weird situation in soap opera that just continues to churn along. That's up next here on WEEI. But first, for the final time, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Our phone lines are open.
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI. Ted will like this because it's brought to you by Boston Prolo Therapy. The Celtics beat the Nets last night in Brooklyn. The final score was 113-99. The Seas are over 500 for the first time this season at 8-7. They host the Brooklyn Nets at TD Garden on Friday night. The Bruins begin a four-game road trip tonight in Anaheim against the Ducks. Puck drop is at 10 p.m. Boston is 12-9 on the season, while Anaheim is 12-6-1. The Ducks beat the Bruins 7-5 at TD Garden back on October 23rd. Bruins head coach Marco Sturm said the following earlier today, quote, Charlie McAvoy had a facial surgery successfully, so he's doing good. He's recovering right now at home, and we still don't know how long he's going to be out for, end quote. The Patriots return to the practice field this afternoon. New England visits the Cincinnati Bengals this coming Sunday at 1 o'clock. New England is 9-2, while Cincinnati is 3-7. Running back Ramondre Stevenson, wide receiver Kayshon Boutte, linebacker Christian Ellis, and tight end Austin Hooper were all back at practice today. Linebacker Jelani Tavai was missing from the practice field today. News from the Bengals side of things, franchise quarterback Joe Burrow was listed as a full participant in practice today. Quarterback Joe Flacco was listed as limited. Earlier today, the team signed safety John Saunders Jr. to their practice squad. He was released from the 53-man roster yesterday in response to the Patriots signing tight end C.J. Dupree. From around the NFL, Falcons quarterback Michael Penix Jr. suffered a partially torn left ACL and will need season-ending surgery. And the Browns will start Shedeur Sanders at quarterback in Sunday's road contest against the Raiders. And finally, yesterday was a busy one for the Boston Red Sox ahead of the Rule 5 draft. Here is a recap of the moves that they made. Boston sent right-handed pitcher Luis Guerrero to the Rays in exchange for infielder Tristan Gray. They sent lefty Brennan Bernardino to the Rockies in exchange for utility man Braden Ward. They also dealt lefty Chris Murphy to the White Sox for minor league catcher Ronnie Hernandez, and they acquired Mariners catching prospect Luke Heyman in exchange for minor league pitcher Alex Hoppe. The team also DFA'd right-handed pitcher Josh Winkowski and first baseman Nathaniel Lowe, and added David Sandlin, Shane Drohan, and Tyler Uberstein to their 40-man roster. If your doctor said surgery was the only solution for your joint pain, get a second opinion. Do what Ted Johnson and thousands of others have done. Eliminate your joint pain with Boston Prolo Therapy. Online at BostonProloTherapy.com. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Back here at WEEI Afternoons, before we get to the latest in the Bill Belichick saga and drama, I want to get to the phone lines. Stiz told me this was a good one, so I always listen to my guy Stiz. Let's go to John in New Hampshire. What's up, John?
Hey, Andy. How's it going?
Good. What's up?
Good. So I got one for Ted. First of all, Ted, you're a beast. I had your jersey when you were when I was a kid.
Oh, thanks, John.
Struggling. Yeah, you've been struggling a lot with the DVOA thing, and I wanted to clear it up for you. Okay. So the reason why the DVOA looks so bad for the Patriots is because it takes into account the strength of victory and the strength of the ineptitude of the opponents. So when you think about a 9-2 team that's playing a last-place schedule, not a lot of those in NFL history. So it makes sense the Patriots would be the worst DVOA team because they've played the worst schedule. The reason why the Chiefs look so much better, their opponents are quite a bit better than the Patriots are, sitting there at 5-5 but having a much higher DVOA. So is a flawed stat the same way that Cam's saying the Patriots are fool's gold is basically what you're saying. You're having the same argument line of thinking there. So just to clarify, that's why it is what it is. Do it what you will.
Well, John, you just blew up my spot.
Thank you for the call, John.
I've been using that as a reason why people are questioning the Patriots. And they are, right? Theoretically, because of the week schedule. But that's why some people would say that the Patriots are paper tigers or fool's gold. It's because of the schedule they play, and the DVOA just highlights that even more.
Right. And I think somebody, because I made the question yesterday, I didn't know where DVOA correlates to Super Bowls and success. Somebody said only one of the last five DVO leaders won the Super Bowl.
There you go. So it's an overrated stat. Okay, I'll stop referencing.
It may or may not be. We'll come to find out. We all pick our own
stats. I'm trying to find the other side of the argument, and that's what I've come up with.
Well, yeah. At least you had a number. Cam just yelled fool's gold and liar for 15 minutes. Okay, we got to get to the next step in Bill Belichick. So Adam Kessel on Twitter said, Bill Belichick spotted at a cheerleading competition in Raleigh supporting his girlfriend, Jordan, who is a member of a co-ed adult cheerleading team. And there was a corresponding photo. And yes, it was not AI. It was just a grainy Bill Belichick sitting at an adult co-ed cheerleading competition.
What a guy.
Supporting his lady friend.
He looks tired, man. He looks tired.
Yeah. Would you want to be there?
I don't know. So are we going to say it's she's the one that drags him there and tells
him
to go?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
That's exactly what I'm
saying.
He's
not responsible for any of his actions.
Yeah, but welcome to relationships.
I get that.
You do things that you don't want to do.
Correct.
You know, it's like it's the guy sitting at a ballet or an opera.
That is,
you know,
74 years old, man.
Yeah,
right. I was told in the statement that he was solely focused on UNC, the players in his program, and the development of the program. But I guess on an off day, maybe not the case.
Yeah, and they've had off days on Saturdays. Those are called game days. They've lost a lot of those.
Oh.
But I also didn't know this existed. Like, this whole adult co-ed cheerleading. Like, I've seen, you know, softball. I'm sure you, beer league hockey.
Oh, it's the best.
Those are for men that don't want to give it up. I get that. But it's usually also mostly about the beer. Like, you don't make your wife or husband come to those.
Right.
You're just like, honey, I'm going to beer league softball. I'll be back later and I'll have a buzz on. Like, like she's doing cheerleading like she's still in high school or college and making Bill come sit by, like, it looks like it's in one of those auditoriums with, like, a divider. And he's like, this is my life. Like, he just looks frumpy.
Yeah. He walked by, like, an 11th grade physics classroom to get to the gym to watch this particular thing. Like, yeah, he probably drove his car through where the buses park in the morning in order to get out and go watch this. But, so Jordan wanted Bill there. Couldn't have Bill just said no? Ted, how does Bill Belichick benefit from being seen in public at this particular event?
He doesn't. Because part of me is like, well, who do they got this week? They got two NC State or something?
Duke and NC State. I think Duke this week.
All right, so
and
I don't know.
NC State.
You know, shouldn't he be looking at film on the Dukies?
Yeah.
You know?
Especially after he just put out the release saying what you said. That he focused only on the blah, 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 blah.
What's he not allowed to leave the house?
No. Focus on winning football games.
You know,
you be quiet.
What's is he still the head coach of the Tar Heels late December?
I
Middle of December?
I don't know. I don't.
You got two games left.
Yeah, I don't.
They got to win, you know, the next two to be bowl eligible. So then that extends the season probably another 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a great bowl.
But if he gets into a bowl game and he's brought a lot of eyes to that program and they brought in some alumni funds, some NIL, I'm not sure it's a one-year thing.
A lot of season left, Dan.
That's right. I told you that when they were 0-3 and you were, shut up, Dan, you don't know anything. I don't, but that's also true.
Have those eyeballs been positive?
Have they been sitting in the stands, eyeballs? Because they haven't been showing up to the games.
Nope. They bought the tickets, but they already paid the money, but they didn't put their butt in the seat. Nope.
I'm just saying, is there such a thing as bad press in an NCAA landscape where it is solely about the dollar bill?
Yes, I think there is.
So basically an institution like, to me, North Carolina, it's got high academic standards. The faculty aren't embarrassed. You're a public servant. You're paid with taxpayer dollars, supposedly. I don't know. That's there's a little gray area there, but that's the thinking. I think bad press is a not a good thing. It's not all press is good press to me in this instance.
I still think my bet. If you made me bet on something, gave me like one of my polls that I put on Twitter, I would bet like health. Like, due to an unforeseen health, I need to step away from the program. While I thought we were building something that was going to be good
No.
That's how it's going to be.
No, it's not. No.
You don't think so?
No, because health means then he doesn't get paid. Bill wants his money. He wants to get paid. You think he would? He has no problem. We all think he's embarrassed for. No, he's not embarrassed. As long as he's making his money, he's happy.
Just go to Nantucket, Bill. Stop. You have the money.
Oh, my God. Can we all close our eyes and just remember that opening game? Michael Jordan is that. Lawrence Taylor. That opening drive, and they go down and score a touchdown. I wish I could bottle that.
But that's the sales pitch. Hey, we got to a low level, pretty crappy bowl game in year one. Guys, year two, another offseason of recruiting. We barely even got the chance to install the Belichick way at UNC. Year two, you think Michael Jordan was big. I don't know a lot of UNC alumni, but whoever's bigger, they're coming year two.
Dan, don't.
This is hard to argue. Oh my goodness.
People are thinking, oh, he's kidding. No, you're not. See, that's how Bill thinks. Bill's proudest, I think one of his proudest seasons ever is a year in which they didn't go to the Super Bowl when they won 11-5 under Matt Cassel.
Oh, yeah.
Like that is, I almost think he's more proud of that season than he is of any Super Bowl season.
Oh yeah,
that he will make a case to UNC to not fire him somehow, some way. How they got better, how they were turning the corner. He is not beneath making arguments that are ridiculous to you and me, but to him, he has a total kind of clear reason why he thinks he should still be the coach, even though the record and all this news would suggest he's not fit to have that job.
But what can his resume and his rings do, Teddy? He can sell a dream with that. And I think he goes into those meetings this offseason and can sell the dream. Listen, hey, my first year in New England, we were under 500. We didn't do anything. We were still building. We had great players like Ted Johnson, but we were still. It took until year two for the Belichick way to really click in and for us to really kind of recognize our potential. Guys, we are on the precipice of a dynasty. But just like I did in New England, hey, here are my rings on my fingers. Just like I did in New England, guys. Yeah. It's year two at UNC. It's always been year two at
great
UNC.
Great minds think alike. There you go.
Thank you, Bill. And I think that's the sales pitch. And I think if you can get to a bowl game, I think it works. That's my opinion.
You know what? That's interesting. He'll even use the we didn't have time to get our recruiting system in last year.
Oh yeah.
But this year we're way ahead of it. So
yep. Lombardi's just working the phones right now. Oh. You'll never believe who he has on the line as we speak right now.
I was surprised he made it to that Cal game. I thought that bye week after they got drummed, I forget who they lost to, it was bad. I just thought they'd be gone.
So real quick, that wasn't the only Belichick-related news, Jordan-related news. Pablo Torre finds out, the podcast, Pablo Torre, who has obviously spent a lot of time looking into Bill Belichick and everything, tweeted out yesterday, Pablo Torre finds out has been named one of the best shows and best episodes of 2025 by Apple Podcasts. And you know who responded to that? Ho! Jordan
Not
Hudson.
Talking about this.
Yep. She said simply, you're welcome, period. To which Pablo responded and said, open invitation to come on the podcast anytime to join on. I don't think she'll be doing it. Remember, she screwed around with Charlotte Wilder and her podcast co-host.
Oh, yeah, where she can control the narrative. Yeah,
correct. Yeah, she will not go on with Pablo. Yes,
and you know what's funny? Originally, she replied to the Pablo Torre tweet, right? Then she deleted it. And then quote tweeted it because she's like, no, 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 I can get more engagement if I quote tweet this.
Correct.
So she deleted her original tweet. And
yes.
Because she's so social media savvy.
Right, right. And then she went to Adobe Photoshop and made a graphic for something that'll come out later because you know she knows Adobe Photoshop.
Oh, that's right. Does not know spell check,
no,
though, as we learned yesterday.
Waiver. Omonyms. Omonyms give her a bit of a problem.
English major.
So, yeah.
Can't even spell Belichick on the website. Remember, Belichick was spelled wrong.
Yeah, maybe that was intentional. Maybe that's like, what do they call it? Easter eggs they put in movies? Maybe there's a reason for that. You'll find. You just don't get it yet, Stiz. You'll get it down
the
road.
She's a huge fan of Taylor Swift, so.
Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, my guy Marco Sturm and the Bruins are out west against the Anaheim Ducks. And, ooh, maybe those nice orange jerseys. Johnny Beecher has been waived. Do you like it? Do you hate it? And do you like the way Sturm is handling maybe a little bit of adversity here? We also have the late information on Charlie McAvoy and his health status. That's all next in Odds and Ends here.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And WEEI.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
What is what went into the decision to waive Beecher?
Well, I think that's something. I can only tell my side. I mean, that's something I think Don can answer better than I do. But I think, personally, I think this is it's not an issue. This is something I think we touched on for a while, right? I think past my time, that's for sure. And for me as a new coach, I give him a new opportunity. And quite frankly, I thought he would be a little bit better, more effective, and I thought he wasn't. And at some point, we have to make a decision how to move forward, and I think that's where we're at.
No That was Marco Sturm talking about the decision to put John Beecher on waivers, where he was claimed by the Flames on Tuesday. And this little Bruins chat is part of our odds and ends here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Cars for Kids. Your trusted charity for car donations also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. He went on to actually use the effort word.
Well,
in that
it took him a while to kind of him and Hod, yeah, yeah, and then he finally got to the.
He was deciding whether or not he wanted to go where he went.
Yeah, he just wasn't getting it done. No. Okay, so just very plain speak, but it took him a while to get there.
And it kind of insinuated that the organization might have been ready to do this even sooner. They were sick of him from past. I gave him the fresh eyes.
I wanted to see for myself.
And I saw what they saw. Yeah. He wasn't bringing the effort. I said to you, Dan Ball, I read the story that his average speed dropped from 23 point something to 21 point something. Yep. He went from 98th percentile to run-of-the-mill skater. That's a 10% drop-off in, and maybe it's effort. Maybe that's what he's talking about. Maybe the guy used to skate fast, and now he just kind of lollygags it out there. I don't know.
It's either effort or it's injury. And, I mean, he hasn't been – he's been in and out of the lineup, but a lot of that's been coach's decisions. So that would suggest effort. And, unfortunately, there's just not a lot of talent anywhere else. Not a great shooter, not a great passer, not overly skilled, definitely not as skilled as the first-round draft slot that the Bruins used on him in 2019. You got to bring those effort stats. You got to bring the what Ted talks about with the Celtics. If you can't shoot – you got to bring those effort, everyday bankable things to the table, and Beecher wasn't doing that. Mm-hmm. And the reason I brought that quote to the table, guys, is I know it took him a little while to kind of turn the motor over on that quote, but that's another example of Sturm just getting right from A to B on his point. This is exactly what I need you to know. This is exactly how I feel, and this is what I'm saying. It's like the quote that you brought. You either buy in or you don't. That's about as blunt as it gets, but I think he's bringing such a no-nonsense kind of way of going about things, a quiet and calm but still steady hand that when you got a bunch of young guys, I think a lot of guys are benefiting from that kind of attitude.
I respect the hell out of NHL coach. Like, you listen to them talk. They speak in plain terms.
Yep.
There's no like, okay, we got to read between the lines. They're not really sure how they feel. And I can respect that about that sport. It's just a very direct this is how we feel. It's not a lot of, kind of massaging their words. They just kind of get to the heart of things. I'm curious what you guys think. People are kind of down over that loss to Carolina. It was a no-show. They just didn't have their legs. Even Sturm kind of gave them a little bit of a pass. But it is interesting. They had two games on the road with that one game at home, squeezed in with four more road games after that. So it's a kind of a weird spot. But they just – from jump didn't have it, and it's one of those kind of scheduled losses.
Yep.
So I'm not as kind of worried about it, but they didn't even show up for that game.
No, they didn't. And some of it is the health, and we do have an update. Charlie McAvoy has undergone facial surgery. The timeline is unknown. He will not play on this four-game road trip. We do know that, but he took the puck a week ago, last Saturday, to the face. You saw the teeth came out. He has had surgery.
Brutal.
To repair that, Lindholm is with them on the West Coast. Elias, he has been skating, so it looks like he will rejoin them on the ice. But they're working through some help here. And this is going to be an interesting road trip. This is, Razor talks about these road trips and going out west and the things that can happen, good and or bad, for your hockey team. Huh. This is one of those. For the Bruins to kind of step up to the opportunity.
Yeah, they don't have the chance to catch the Vegas flu like they did the last time they went out west or whatever Razor said that they did. They had some team bonding stuff, then, said their prayers and went to bed at 9 o'clock. Sure. But Anaheim's an upstart team and they play a really fast game. So with how banged up you are on the back end, there's going to be a lot of puck possession. They're going to move the puck quickly in the O zone. It's a tough task for your defense. So you need a big game in net. L.A. is much more your style. If you're watching Bruins and Kings, you'll see two teams that want to do the same thing, which is win a 2-1 game and just beat the living daylights out of you on their way. San Jose, very similar to Anaheim, very fast, and then the Islanders you just saw. So, I mean, every game when you're missing the kind of veteran talent that the Bruins are up front is going to be a challenge. I know Arvidsson and Mittelstadt individually aren't having these crazy seasons, but with how little you have behind David Pastrnak and behind Morgan Geekie, those guys end up being extremely important. So it puts a lot of pressure on younger guys like Fraser Minton, puts pressure on guys that came up like Alex Steeves. And when you compound that with losing Charlie McAvoy, all of a sudden Mason Lorai becomes very important again. And Zadorov is going to be playing 25 mm-hmm. minutes a night. So you were thin going into the season. Then you pull even just a couple names out of the pile, and you kind of look like a bit of an AHL team with one of the best scorers in the NHL.
Yeah, and it's tough is that the defense finally started to look like they were figuring it out.
Absolutely. Yep.
With, you know, I mean, Lindholm, you know, Hampus coming back from his injury certainly obviously kind of stabilized things, but they were just, I think they were having a hard time. We talked about this, figuring out that new defense, the kind of the hybrid defense, and now Charlie's going to be gone. It's like, okay, shoot, are they going to take a step back just right when they were starting to figure it out? That would be a shame.
I mean, I had a text on Saturday when the Bruins came up from somebody asking, hey, do you think they're going to package Patra and Lysell and prospects to try to go for a top four D, to try to round out Zadorov, McAvoy, Lindholm, and then blank?
Yep.
Like that was the high point that we were talking about just a couple days ago before these injuries piled up of, oh, are they going to be buyers at the trade deadline? Are they going to add a significant piece to replace Brandon Carlo on the back end? But then, to your point, you see a couple injuries and a really weak effort, and all of a sudden, you know, now what? The more realistic
Let's
expectations
tank.
For
Let's
the year.
Tank. Tank.
I'm telling you,
tank
your it. Penn State Nittany Lions in action coming to the end of the first semester.
Christian Arcand, how are we doing tonight?
Doing great. How are you guys?
We are tremendous. What do you got going on in the Christian Arcand show? 4 hours?
We got 4 hours, yes. One of those hours, the first hour, we're doing all Red Sox. How about
okay.
that? Full
nice.
Red Sox hour. We're
optimistic
starting off that
Red
way.
Sox talk?
Well, it's partially optimistic Red Sox talk, and also just the elephant in the room, which is the CBA thing coming up here, mm-hmm. and how much really is going to get spent and how much are they actually going to do. But we are going to get into all the rumors flying around. We got some new Rosenthal. We got new Steve Phillips sound I was just listening to in there with Joe. So a lot of theories flying around. We'll talk about the Celtics and Jaylen Brown getting benched last night, and we'll have a lot of Patriots too. Mike DeBate, Sports Illustrated, joins me at 7:30, and all the fun stuff later on as well.
Kata wasn't benched. Kata was not benched.
It's interesting. Who led the Celtics in minutes after the first half?
Kata. Kata
wow,
did. Yeah,
that's interesting.
Yeah, Kata
did Kata have a negative rating after the first half? Jaylen Brown not. Sure as hell did.
Jaylen Brown.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How long are basketball games?
I think they're 48
Has Kata ever had a 17-point quarter? Catch you there.
All right, stick around for more Kata talk and defensive Jaylen Brown from my guy Christian Arcand. 4 hours. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll talk to Andrew Razor Raycroft. We'll talk to Tom E. Curran. We'll continue to look at this sort of important game for the Patriots. Don't let up. Don't let the Bengals bamboozle you into a win because it's a must-win game for them.
I like that. Sort of important.
Yeah, it's sort of important. I don't know about must-win. Sort of important. We'll talk to it tomorrow, 2 to 6 here on WEEI Afternoons. Talk to you then. See ya.
I am just coming out of the shadows. I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it plainly.
Because I am a turd.
See you, Stink. Congratulations to everyone listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.